With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Well, hello and welcome to this very special episode of EvoStick Extra. It's only special because we're pre-recording this live on Wednesday evening before the big FA Cup third qualifying round replay between Buxton and FC United of Manchester, which we all hope, of course, that Buxton win. Yes. Yes, we really do. I'm your host, Ben Hughes, and coming up in the show, we'll be finding out if Buxton made it through to the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. We'll also be reviewing last weekend's fixtures in the NPL, and we'll also be previewing this weekend's fixtures in the NPL. We've got Alex McKenna from Groundhopper TV here, and we'll also be joined by Adam Parks, and of course, we'll be joined by the marvellous James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. But before all of that, it's over to Ben with the news.
So we start this week's news with, well, some breaking news. It broke late last night on Twitter. It's been doing the rounds this morning. As we record this on Friday, we can't really avoid it. Well, there's only one place we can go to. We're talking about Gavin Strachan at Ilkeston, or maybe not, who knows. But to confirm it, or to kind of speculate, or to kind of skirt around the issue a bit without actually confirming anything, we're joined now by Mark Duffer from the Ilkeston Advertiser. Hello, Mark, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How's that for a disclaimer? Did that cover everything?
Yeah, I mean, clear as mud, to be honest, Ben, but, you know, we'll see how we go.
So the news, the speculation news that the Ilkeston Advertiser is kind of reporting is that Gavin Strachan at Ilson is about to be reunited with Darren Ferguson at Doncaster Rovers. So it's not a done deal at time of recording. What's the speculation, though?
Yeah, I mean, it seems, as I understand it, to be pretty much a done deal, albeit it's not been made official quite yet. I think it's probably just surrounding the compensation agreement. And that they'll be trying to put that together and make that sort of watertight, if you like, before they make it official. But you know, as I understand it, Gavin Strachan is going to go to Peterborough. That was the previous job, to Doncaster with Darren Ferguson, and they will be reunited. And he'll be there as his assistant manager. So that's how I understand it at the moment.
So where would this leave Ilson? I mean, there was a change of manager. Kevin Wilson left at the end of last season. Yeah. Hopes were high for Ilson this season that the legacy that Kevin left could continue. What's the likely transition now for Ilson?
Well, in the very short term, it would seem that Andy Watson, who's Gavin's assistant, will take over. He's a vastly experienced coach at the top level, international level, so he's a great person to have there to step into the breach. It might depend whether Watson takes to it really well. It might be he goes in permanently, but as I understand it, he will be one, the one who steps in initially, and the hope will be, obviously, from the Ilkeston fans' point of view, is it doesn't become a big mess again and they've got to rebuild again, because obviously that's going to hinder them greatly. A bit of a blow for them so early as well. I don't think anybody quite expected to go this soon, even if it's hard to begrudge him the opportunity to go back to League One.
The thing is, though, Watson's got a hell of an opening couple of games to his, at least caretaker role. Buxton and Stourbridge over the next few days. This is going to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. And I mean, they're on a reasonable run. They're 4-1 beaten. As you say, Buxton and Stourbridge are both going really well. So it's the cliched baptism of fire, I think, for him. But he's a vastly experienced coach. You won't be fazed by that. I don't think the players will be either. It's obviously a setback for them that Gavin's not going to be there if that is in fact confirmed as being the case. And then obviously, it doesn't matter who they'll be playing, it'll still be a problem. But yeah, it's a tricky couple of days for them with those two games in quick succession as well.
Now, we're recording this at 1:20 on Friday. This news is still, it could go in any direction, really. Where's best to keep abreast of the latest developments with Gavin Strachan and Ilson?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to keep people up to date on the Ilkeston Advertiser website, ilkestonadvertiser.co.uk. I mean, it's I would say it's 99% certain that it's going to happen, but I can't see anything that's going to get in the way now. But just keep an eye on that. And obviously, I'm on Twitter as well, at Stuff of Sport. You know, and we'll try and keep people up to date. And I mean, we're expecting really it'll be Doncaster Rovers who'll probably confirm it, and Ilkeston FC themselves, official channels, will confirm it once it's absolutely signed and sealed. But the word is among many on the street that it will be signed and sealed probably today.
Well, Mark Duffett from the Ilkeston Advertiser, thanks for joining us at such short notice and with technical difficulties here on Evo Stick Extra this week.
Pleasure.
And just to finish off this week's news, the FA Cup draw has been made for the fourth qualifying round, and Norwich Victoria have made it through their rematches over the past week, and their reward will be next Friday when Chorley of National North come visiting. Barwell are hosting AFC Rushton and Diamonds of the Southern League. Brackley Town of National North will be hosting Bamber Bridge of Division 1 North of the Evo Stick. Salford City are hosting National side Southport, while Stourbridge are playing Kidderminster Harriers, also of the National League. So for more on Stourbridge's excellent run of form, there's only one place we can turn to. It's to Black Country Radio that we turn to now, and Adam Parks. Hello, Adam. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So the last time we had you on, Adam, was for the season preview show, I believe, where you interviewed Stourbridge's manager. And I think I asked you the question, You've got to be up there, haven't you? And you kind of downplayed it, and the manager also kind of downplayed it. But now look where you are.
Well, it's very interesting. If you remember when I interviewed Gary Hackett on that preview show, I asked him about the FA Cup, and there was a little glint in his eye. and we went and covered the Whitby Town game on the first day of the season, where Stourbridge got defeated by 4-0. And the management there that day, they were looking to the ground and wondered what had hit them, to be honest, because they'd obviously brought new players into the side, and you guys had discussed it and thought, you know, this is a potential promotion winning side, or at least a playoff winning side. And you just thought, well, what's gone wrong? But slowly but surely, this team has gelled together a mixture of the new and the previously experienced players at the club, and they've come well together. And all of a sudden, because of the fact that the NPL this season is such a competitive league and everyone's capable of beating everybody else, if you put a good run together, all of a sudden you find yourself way up at the top of the table. And this is what has happened in Stourbridge's case, where they've gone on a really good run of form and all of a sudden find themselves in third place. And to boot, they've now got through to the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup, and a home tie against Kidderminster Harriers, who we all know are struggling at the moment, mm-hmm. at the bottom of the Vanarama Football League. So, you know, there's a real opportunity now for Stourbridge to actually get through to the first round proper. And all of a sudden, everybody in Stourbridge and the town is starting to wake up and come out the woodwork, and it's almost like the glory days are back again.
This is the thing with the league, and you kind of touched on it there. There's some big names in the league, like Darlington and Salford City and Blyth Spartans. Bling sides, I'm going to describe them as. And you're dead right. Whenever I look at this league table at least once a week before I do this show, it strikes me that you are only literally a couple of wins away from actually having an impact on the league table. And it's so tightly packed. How does the management react at this moment in time? Are they just keeping the feet on the ground?
Well, you can see like little glints in their eyes they know things are going well, and the thing is, what you don't want is to peak too soon in the season. You need to keep the consistency going throughout the season. The one thing that Stourbridge found out when they had good cup runs previously is that it gets quite difficult towards the end of the season when you're playing catch-up with the amount of league games that you've got to play. And bearing in mind that Stourbridge is still in the FA Trophy and they've got a money spinner in itself in that particular competition against local rivals Halesow in town, mm-hmm. on the 31st of October. So, there's a lot to look forward to, but you can't take your eye off the ball, if you excuse the pun, because at the end of the day, there are still so many matches to fit in before we get to the end of April, and a lot can happen.
And you are in the heart of the Black Country, and excuse my geography if I mention a couple of sides who might be on the periphery of the Black Country. But Halesow in town, we should just mention them. They've had a decent season thus far, 12th at this at time of recording. But then there was this weird freak result in the past couple of days or so.
Yeah, I wasn't actually at that game, but apparently Captain Jay Denny got sent off very early on in that game. And I think that that's just one of those games that you can just write off and forget about it. I spoke to John Hill, the manager of Hal Sarrington, after their victory on Saturday afternoon. And he was, you know, quietly happy. They got more points than they had at this point last season. They were sitting in 10th at the time. And again, I think at the time of recording, they're only 9 points off the league leaders. Yeah. So, you know, it's the one thing Hal Sarrington will want to do is just survive in the league and just be consistent. And again, Hal Sarrington have had to put a new squad together. A lot of their players left at the end of the season. In fact, one of their players, Austin Christie, scored twice for Barwell against them on Tuesday night. So, you're not going to win every game, and you are going to have a bad day at the office once every so often.
And just to mention, is Sutton Coldfield kind of in your patch?
Yeah, Sutton Coldfield. We covered their game against Hal Sarrington on August Bank Holiday Monday, and they looked an outstanding side. Bear in mind that their pitch is a 3G pitch, so it's one of these you could argue the toss about whether you should have 3G mm-hmm. surfaces or grass surfaces. But they're not just winning at home; they're winning away. And that win at Blyth Spartans last Saturday was one of the best results of the season. I know Stourbridge beat Blyth at Amblecote 3 or 4 weeks ago, but Blyth is still one of the best sides in that league, and for Sutton to go up there and get the victory the way that they did was excellent. Albeit they then got turned over 2 days later by Stourbridge. But then again, that could be down to the travelling, because it's a long way to go up on a Saturday afternoon up to Northumberland and then, you know, back to the West Midlands to play a game 48 hours later. So it could be that the travelling caught them out. But I honestly think that Sutton Coldfield will be in the playoffs at the end of the season.
Wow, you're the second person to say that so far. It's a weird one for me because, well, for anyone on the show, because we've basically said, you know, they're going to do a belper this year. It'll be tough for them. And I feel like we should continue to say that just so they can do well. Do you know what I mean?
until they prove you wrong, you can't say that, really. And at the moment, they're on a very good run of form. And they looked, you know, as I say, back in August when I first saw them, they looked excellent. And I think, you know, you can't sort of hang them until they go on a bad run of form.
Yeah.
And at the moment, things are going very well for them. And, you know, all credit to Neil Tough and his management team for putting together a side that's very competitive in that league.
Well, Sutton Coldfield Town fans, I'll continue to keep the commentary curse going just for your benefit at this moment in time. But at some point, we'll turn it round and we'll start complimenting you properly. And lastly, just a quick mention then for Stourbridge in the FA Cup. What do you reckon against Kidderminster? Chance.
They'll never have a better opportunity to get through to the first round proper. I think they will win. And I hope that's not commentator's curse, but I think they will win. And I would just point out that probably for me, a more important game is this Saturday's trip to Darlington, which mm-hmm. I'm thoroughly looking forward to covering. For me, first against third, two exciting teams. And, you know, may the best team win, because I think it'll be a fantastic game. Can I just give a plug that we'll be doing live commentary on that game?
Adam, that's how I was going to end this interview. Adam Parks from Black Country Radio. Where can people listen to Saturday's match of the day in any league?
We shall have live coverage of Darlington against Stourbridge. The best place to tune in is by going online. That's all the W's .blackcountryradio.co.uk and click on the listen live button. And we also now have an app which is available for Apple and Android as well. Just search for Black Country Radio on the in the App Store, download us, and you can listen to the game live, kick by kick, on Saturday afternoon when we're up in Darlington.
Well, Adam from the Black Country Radio, thanks for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra.
No problem, thank you.
So that there was Adam Parks, all about Stourbridge. And well, Stourbridge have had a cracking week and a cracking few set of games. To discuss Stourbridge and more, we're now joined by our expert team for this week's Evo Stick Extra. It's Alex McKenna, who we'll get to know very shortly in the fixture preview bit. but it's now time to return to an old friend. James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing tonight yourself, Ben?
I'm all right. We're recording this at Buxton Silverlands. We don't know the score yet or the result, but later on in the show, if Buxton win, you'll hear me cry on the commentary. So let's go through these results.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear you.
Hello, James.
Can you hear Alex McKenna, James?
I can. We have got one thing in common.
You're a dog. right, so this past weekend, I think one of the surprise results is this first one. Blyth Spartans 1, Sutton Coldfield Town 2. We mentioned last week that this was going to, whatever happened here, this was going to show what Sutton Coldfield Town were capable of this season. And, well, what a result that is, James.
Indeed it did. And then obviously the midweek game happened as well, mm-hmm. which also just where they took on another near rival, let's just say. But Sutton Coldfield, very, very good result there, and proving that they are capable of pushing for the playoffs. They have got a good shout of not just only the playoffs. I reckon they shock everyone.
Did you say playoffs? He did. James, you're hilarious, right? 2 weeks ago, we said on the MPL show that Sutton Coldfield, mark my words, Swampy said, as he always does, mark my words, Sutton Coldfield Town going to make the playoffs. Then last week, you said, Sutton Coldfield, I think they're safe. And now, they're back in the playoffs again. Can't they just finish mid-table like any ordinary mid-table side? Is that not possible?
You never know. Yeah, that's the way they've been playing, and they've been playing some impressive football as well, by the sounds of it. You've actually got Sutton Coldfield fans on the group messaging every other day at the moment, so there's something going right there at the moment. You can't, and after beating Blyth Spartans, you can't really say no to him having a good crack at it.
Now, also having a good crack of it is Darlington 1883. On Saturday, they beat Micklover Sports by 5-1. A hat-trick there for Lee Gaskell. And midweek, Darlington, I think they won again, didn't they? Darlington beat Ashton United at Hurst Cross by 2-1. A very good week for Darlington.
Indeed. That signing of Lee Gaskell is going to prove really, really strong for them as well. Really good player going joining there, and it's to Ram. Obviously, Ramswan are going to miss out massively on him. He had to start a little bit of extra going forward to any team that he's played for in the past. And Stoughton, you're going to see them scoring like 4 or 5 weekly now with that addition to the team.
Now, Nantwich Town had a terrible Saturday. I've never seen that like it. I mean, they didn't even appear on the fixture list. In midweek, it finished. That's a bit of MPL satire there for you folks. Nantwich Town 2, Matlock Town 2. That was on paper, that looks like a point drop there by Nantwich Town. But Matlock Town are... should come to you at this point, McKenna, shouldn't I?
Maybe.
Matlock Town are decent at this moment in time, aren't they? You're never going to say that. James, Matlock Town are quite decent at this moment in time, aren't they?
They're playing very good football, as we admit there. And again, McKenna is going to hate me for saying this, but Matlock like to get all the wins in one go. So next couple of weeks, they're going to, unless something disastrous happens in the next couple of games, they're going to throw a few sort of results here and there, especially if they're playing teams up the top end. Now looking at that, which we were saying when it is going to happen at some point, and it depends on how they recover. This Saturday is going to prove very, very crucial for them to see if they can get the points and prove themselves again to be a force to reckon with. Looking at Buxton from last year, where they started off very well and started dropping points, this is a similar sort of situation for Nantwich, I reckon, now.
What happened to Stourbridge? Did they only play once this week?
No, they've been there midweek. They beat Sutton Coldfield on finger, and because they were in the FA Cup.
That's right.
And in the fourth qualifying round.
No, I was all right. Don't do it with that tone, James. I'm making this up as I go along, you know.
The attitude was fantastic, then, James. I love the sass.
Buxton had a very good result at the weekend, I'm assuming. No, actually, Buxton, you've just been in the FA Cup, haven't you? So Buxton haven't played either this past week. I know.
You were there, mate.
I know. I'm having a Murray Walker moment.
You were there.
I was there.
I talked to you.
Yes.
You talked to me.
I know that. Right, moving on. Also in action on Saturday was Workington, who beat Stamford by 2-1.
Only two.
And that poses a question. James, it's only 2 goals. Are Stamford starting to find the feet with defending?
obviously, the longest trip of the season for Stamford there, so they wanted to have a good showing, especially with the fans travelling up. Looks like they have improved defensively, especially with the new management team coming in at the moment. So, again, it all depends on what they can do when it comes, when they play teams like Whitby, like Colwyn Bay. Can they get the results there? If not, you've got to start looking at them joining Ramsbottom at this moment in time, I reckon, if you're not careful. And that's saying something.
And Stamford 1, Ilkeston 1, and just proving that they might be focusing on defending after that kind of trailblazing start where it was like Kevin Keegan's Newcastle on steroids. They might now be settling down a bit, which I don't know. If I was a Stamford fan, I'd be a bit disappointed with that.
I'm
getting my money's worth. We should say as well, Workington just finished them off. Salford City P, Workington P. Disappointing result there for both sides. It's a good joke, that, isn't it?
It's
a good joke.
Cracking joke, that is. Stick to a day job, mate.
Elsewhere down the bottom of the table. No, not yet. Elsewhere down the bottom of the table, a six-pointer in October for relegation. Whitby Town 1, Grantham Town 1. What does that mean, James?
We said this last week, this will be another crucial game. In fact, I was called this game of the week last week. We don't need a team at this moment in time, but Grantham look like a stronger team at the moment, looking at what was said on the Facebook page this coming week. Mm-hmm. So, pushing forward, Grantham again, new management team, looking to just stabilise things at this moment in time.
Michelova Sports 2, Grantham Town 3. I don't think anyone would have seen that one coming. Proving Grantham, there might be life in them yet.
Indeed, like I say, new management team can always shake them one of them couple of things up. So, great opportunity for them to try and rebuild and get out of that battle there, or even get involved in mid-table just yet. We've seen it enough times last season.
Colwyn Bay, we said a while ago, Colwyn Bay, what's going to happen with them? They've had a decent couple of games over the weekend. The Ilkeston 0, Colwyn Bay 0, solid result. But then Skelmersdale United 3, Colwyn Bay 4.
That was the result that shocked me coming back from New Mills last night. Great result for that. I don't think anyone saw Colwyn Bay capable of scoring 4 goals, if that makes sense, from people have said so far. But again, coming to the start of the season, they've had, I think they've just changed the manager last week as well, so the new team's come in and looking to build up on that. This bottom half of the table could get really interesting, and that's where, coming back to Ramsbottom and Stamford, they need to start looking at what they can do now before they get cut adrift and it's too late.
Just to say as well, we've mentioned Stourbridge earlier. Halesowen Town are also in that neck of the woods. Halesowen Town 3, Matlock Town 2. Good result for McKenna, that one. But then on Tuesday night, did anyone see this result coming? Barwell 6, Halesowen Town 0. A hat-trick there for Anthony Carney. That's a bit of a result for Barwell. Halesowen Town, that's a mixed bag of results, isn't it?
It is indeed. Halesowen, obviously, I think Ben Hazley's been struck, had a couple of niggles recently, and he's not been appearing on the team sheets as often as he has been in the past. So, looking forward, the Halesowen needs to look at what Frickley they're doing at this moment in time and looking at alternatives. He's a great player, don't get me wrong, and he can make that difference in games, but you can't trust the team on one player. I think this is not as what it's cost him in the last couple of seasons, but when Ben Hazley has been missing games, Halesowen haven't looked the part and they have been attacking options.
And it's now time for Frickley Watch. Skelmersdale United 1, Frickley Athletic 1. A very good result, that, for Frickley.
Result.
And midweek, Blyth Spartans P, Frickley Athletic P. Disappointing. So that concludes this fixture review. What do you reckon of the season thus far, James?
Interesting. And when are the goals going to end? It seems to have moved into the First Division North now at the moment, so you never know.
Oh, is that is that where the goal virus is now? Gets everywhere, doesn't it?
Well, Radcliffe scored 5 last night, so that.
He teed that up just so he could go on about Radcliffe, and I took the hook, McKenna.
We never scored 5, come on.
Shambles, mate.
Shambles. I'm so sorry, everyone, dear listener at home. Anyway, James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, how can people get involved and complain about your work?
Facebook.com/groups/the NPL, or on Twitter @the NPL group, on Periscope every now and again. And if you are at the Buxton game midweek, have a moan at Alex if you want a moan.
And that concludes the fixture review from last weekend in the NPL Premier Division. McKenna, don't you be going anywhere. James Hayes, thanks for joining us.
No worries, and I'll be listening to you again in about 10 minutes' time.
It's all pre-recorded. Don't ruin the magic of radio. Thank you. My thanks to James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, but it's time to ignore the past now and look to the future, and to look to the future we've still got here with me now, Alex McKenna from the Groundhopper TV. How can people get involved with Groundhopper TV?
The website is groundhoptv.com.
Yes.
Or my Twitter is groundhopbook.
And what are you doing at the moment then? What games are you... What?
At the moment I'm filming a bit of Handsworth, a bit of Worksop, a bit of Hallam. Basically a bit of the NCAL.
Right.
Which isn't the MPL, but there we are.
But you're still in touch with the MPL, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've not gone totally crazy with our guests on the UFO Stick Extra. But let's look at this weekend's fixtures. We've got a plethora, as of course you'd expect, in the league this weekend. There's no FA Cup, no FA Trophy, nothing. It's just all focused on the league. And we're going to start this one off alphabetically, I feel. In fact, no. No, let's do this by league table order. And currently, out in front is Darlington 1883. And as we said there in the interview with James Hayes, that is quite a change of form for Darlington 1883. They're now top of the table. And this weekend, they have an exciting match. I would suggest that this next match for them is game of the weekend. And perhaps, Alex McKenna, game of the season thus far. It's Darlington against Stourbridge. Discuss.
That's a cracking build. I love that build up.
Thank you.
Absolutely cracking build up. But yeah, well, Stourbridge are currently, they're on an absolute roll. They're top of the form guide. They're winning games for fun. They're scoring for fun as well. So it should be a pretty good game, to be fair. Darlington are top of the league. Well, it's not. The league was, I think Spartans were threatened to go away with it, but now they've been pulled back.
They've been pulled back. That's the thing, isn't it? Because with that hand gesture, because it's interesting, because we said that this could be an open race, but then only named a few teams who were going to win the league. But Stourbridge were round the table at the Magnet, picked as one of the potential dark horses for the league. Adam Parks and the manager tried to downplay that at the start of the season, but this run of form on the top of the form guide.
Yeah, great, because when they were in the Southern League, they were quite a strong force to reckon with. They made the first round of the FA Cup a few times. They were constant challenges for the playoffs. They struggled in the first season when it came to MPL, but now they found their feet, and I think they can challenge for at least the top seven, maybe push for that playoff place towards the end of the season.
Well, you won't be surprised to know that the Stourbridge fans have come out in force. We've got two pieces of correspondence. And Richard Clark has been in touch to say, Darlington versus Stourbridge, first against third, match of the day without question. We are really rolling. 8 wins and a draw from the last 9 games. 4 clean sheets in a row for the first time in 6 years. Huge cup tie to come. I don't like it. It's all going far too well. And Glenn Austin's has said, a mention for Stourbridge. Well, Glenn, I hope we've fulfilled your dreams tonight and your expectations. That's the match of the day trademark there, Darlington against Stourbridge. The other game of significance on Saturday is Colwyn Bay against Blyth Spartans, and Alex Grimshaw has been in touch to say Colwyn Bay at home to Blyth, hoping for 3 points, but it will be tough. It is going to be tough for Blyth, isn't it?
It is. It's a very, very long journey across the heart of the United Kingdom. It's a very long journey. How they'll deal with that journey will probably define how the match goes. Colwyn Bay have struggled quite a lot at home recently.
They have.
The home form hasn't been great.
Let me tell you what the home form is like. They've played 8 games at home and they've lost 5, drawing one of them.
To do well in this league, you need to do well at home. And you can tell because they are, they're 17th in the league?
17th at this moment in time, yes.
So hopefully their home form will improve sometime, because they're a nice club, they're a cracking little club. Nice little ground, so hopefully. I can see that they will pull away from the relegation zone to more of a middle ground in the league.
Nice hill as well.
Nice cracking hill. Nice. I watched the playoff final from there.
Oh, the playoff final?
The playoff final, that you lost 1-0.
All right, don't rub it in. Nantwich Town are currently 4th position, 3 points from the top of the league. Just to let you all know at home, for those people who are tracking Nantwich Town on their goals galore coupon, Nantwich Town played 15, scored 45, conceded 27. That, I believe, is the best goal-scoring record in the league thus far, and one of the worst defensive records. So, congratulations to Nantwich. They're playing football correctly.
They've shown Stamford how to do it.
Yes, they have. Because they score goals and get points as well. Nantwich Town have got a tricky away, though, at Workington. And Workington are one of those teams who... Yeah.
you don't know what you're going to get out of it. I'm going to describe them as Jekyll and Hyde. But not like Hyde it. United.
I like
Jekyll
it.
And Hyde United, that's how I'm going to describe them, yes. I think I've accidentally stumbled on something there.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Anyway, Workington, anyway, yes.
It's always, Workington's always a difficult place to go. It's that far north, and they've always got a solid team with a solid fan base. Trying to quieten down that crowd is also essential. They're doing seventh in the league, so they are doing quite well. Everyone thought they'd do quite well. Now, which Stanwich are also scoring for fun, conceding for fun. They are up there.
It's interesting because there's a pack of... I'd go down now as far as... I'm sorry, Matlock. The top eight is very clustered together. I'm only disregarding Matlock because of the games they've played. From Salford City up, it's awfully compact, and if any of those teams make a run for it...
Yeah, well, you've seen...
Look what's happened with Darlington. Last weekend, they were fifth.
Yeah. Well, you've seen from the last few weeks, there's been a lot of chopping and changing in the top eight. There's teams that were second are now fifth. There are teams that were sixth are now third, for example. There's a lot of chopping and changing. And that will continue until about the 20-30 game mark, where eventually it will start to flatten out and teams will generally stay where they are.
Now, one of the surprise packages of the season thus far is Sutton Coldfield Town, and this is a boom banger bang fixture that's officially certified by the MPL show. It's fifth against eighth as Sutton Coldfield Town take on Salford City. This is another game to test Sutton Coldfield's resolve for the season, isn't it?
It's a cracking game. Sutton Coldfield are they're on fire at the moment. They beat Spartans away from home, which is always a cracking result. Regardless, because Spartans are arguably one of the best teams in this league.
We said
that. But then again, Salford, their away form. Well.
So.
Sorry.
Well, I don't like that. I've come all this way, and Swampy's not here, and everyone goes, "Oh, where's okay. Swamper?"
But then you got to.
Sorry, go on.
You got to mention Salford City's away form, where I think they've unbeaten the last 15, 16 games, which is
an impressive run.
It's a very impressive run. Will it stop Sutton Coldfield? I can see Sutton Coldfield getting a draw from the form they're currently going on with. Whether they can sustain that for the rest of the season is another matter. Whether they'll fall back down to where people generally expect them to be is another matter. But at the moment, they're enjoying themselves, and why not?
Ilkeston are playing Buxton this weekend. At time of recording, we don't know how Buxton got on in midweek against FC United in the FA Cup. We're recording this as the teams are warming up on the pitch. But Mark Joyce says, Buxton, after the battle with FC, faced a short trip to our South Derbyshire friends, Ilkeston. Aren't they in Nottinghamshire?
No, Derbyshire.
Derbyshire, sorry.
It's Ilson as well.
Always a tough battle there. Don't expect anything else. Can we see an away win for Buxton? Against Ilkeston?
Absolutely. It depends, because it's important that Buxton don't suffer hangover from tonight, because if this game goes to time, especially because of the short turnaround, tiredness might play a part, fatigue might play a part.
And that's just the commentary team.
And going to Ilkeston on a Saturday away is always a tricky tie. So, personally, I can see it being a draw, because Buxton have got class, but whether tonight plays a part and how long we play for 90 or 120 minutes, that might play a part as well for Buxton.
Now, also this weekend, Hyde United are hosting Barwell. Barwell, customary 10th. It's either 8th, 9th, 10th or 11th for Barwell. Sometimes they go 14th, but that's because teams have played more games around them.
But they smashed them Hell's Owen last night. Yeah,
they did.
Nil.
They did. Absolutely. Did anyone see that coming?
In the formally, anyway, the 9th and 10th, so it's like, it should have been in theory.
But Hyde United at this moment in time, as we just said with James, they are struggling a bit.
Yeah. Well, I think once they up there, well, to be fair, Hyde are 20th in the table.
This is the first time. To be fair to you, McKenna, you don't often look that far down the table, and to find Hyde United there is surprising. But then again, that's where Colwyn Bay's been for the last month, and now they've risen up the table a bit.
Yeah, so I think similar to Colwyn Bay, Hyde will eventually start to find a feet in this league. They will start to climb up a little bit. So I think at the moment it's a fairly false position. Once they find that form at home, because they lost to Norwich twice at home.
Now we're going to just focus on the relegation candidates for a moment or two. This weekend, Ramsbottom United, they've got Michelover Sports. Michelover Sports have had a very good start to the season in comparison with where people thought they'd be. Yeah. Arguably, they thought, some pundits, not me, Michelover fans, but some pundits expected them to be where Ramsbottom are.
Well, yeah, the thing with Mikulov to remember is with their teams, traditionally, they're very good going forward, but at the back, they can be a bit suspect. And I think that's shown this season. They've scored plenty of goals, but they've also struggled at the back as well. Personally, Ransbottom, they've got a new manager now.
Yeah.
They've got a new manager, so that might play a part. They might get the first win. Mikulov aren't invincible. They're not invincible, so it should be a close game, but I'm still expecting Mikulov to win.
Whitby Town, I've got Rushall Olympic, and Andrew Snaith has been in touch today. Whitby v Rushall, jet lag, but a warm welcome. The question was, what do you reckon for your team this weekend? He's not suggesting a win there. There you go. So, Rushall v Whitby Town. Whitby Town, we've said it, they're underperforming big time at this moment. I'm going to speed things up because I'm due to ring James Hayes in the past. Also this weekend, just to cover off these fixtures now so I don't get confused, we've got Halesowe in town against Ashton United. Rob Lloyd, Halesowe in town after getting completely and utterly smashed at Barwell. I want to see a win to get us back to where we should be. We usually bounce back well, but Ashton will be tough opposition. Are Ashton going to be tough opposition for Halesowe?
Halesowe are above Ashton in the form league, but as you know, the form league doesn't really matter that much in terms of the actual game. So I think it will be a close game, but I still think that Ashton will arguably be tough because they are a good team and they're really well set out team. They've got some cracker managers there, so it will be a tough game.
It's now time for Frickley Watch, and Frickley Athletic are hosting Marine. 1-0 to Marine. I think we can all agree with that.
Yeah.
Moving on. Grantham Town are hosting Skelmersdale United. Grantham Town. What do you reckon?
Grantham Town.
But Skelmersdale.
I think Grantham are still. I still think they're lacking that certain something. They're still. I think they won recently, didn't they?
They drew 1-0, Grantham.
They drew 1-0. So I still think they're not doing as well as they thought they'd do. Yeah, I don't think Grantham have got enough quality yet. Whether they bring a few plays in later in the season, but at the moment, I don't think they'll do well.
And that is the end of this fixture preview. As we said, we don't know the result between SC United and Buxton, but by the magic of radio, if Buxton won, at this moment in time, I'll shove in the commentary from FCUM Radio where you can actually hear the tears rolling down my face. But if FC won, we won't mention it again. But thank you to Alex McKenna from Groundhopper TV.
Pleasure.
Groundhop TV. Thank you, Alex McKenna. And it's now time for the Wall Correspondence.
And now for your correspondence. Lloyd Berry's been in touch to say 11 goals in 2 games. Hope for more on Saturday against Kendall for Warrington. Let me just do the maths for you here, Lloyd. If it's 11 goals in 2 games and you want more of the same, then you're going to have to half that 11 goals for the one game. So, Lloyd Berry, Kendall Town against Warrington. Warrington are going to win 5.5-0. Ian Wilkinson has been in touch to say, Farsley Celtic this week came to life. Ossett Albion, be scared. Be very scared. I hope I did that in the right tone for you, Ian. I think that's what you were trying to go with, that kind of tone. Ryan James Bedard has been in touch to say, Kendall versus Warrington. Another 3 points would be massive for Warrington. Looking forward to the game. Jonathan Wood, a goal will be nice. Haven't seen one for 6 weeks on a Saturday. Well, in the right net anyway. Did you know England have won 4 times since Borough last won? Yeah. Ken Thomas, Darlington v Stourbridge, tough game. We'll be happy with a draw. And finally, Ian George. Now, I'm going to try and read this the way it's been sent in. So, apologies, there's no commas or full stop. So, I'm just going to go for it, Ian, and see where we get to, dear listener. Right, here we go. Ian George has said, was going, then not going. Now I'm going after a turnaround from Workington. Had me train ticket 2 months ago, so I'm glad it's back on. Expecting a tough game up in Cumbria. We'll be happy if Dabbers, that's Nantwich Town FC, can come back with at least a point. Well, Ian, I hope that train ticket turns out all right for you and you have a lovely afternoon. And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next week for a whole new wall littered with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben and McKenna, in the past, where Buxton actually didn't get through to the next round. I'm really sorry about that, Alex.
Sorry.
And that's the end of this marvellous Evo Stick Extra podcast for this week. Did Buxton win? Who knows? We're pre-recording this. In fact, the match hasn't even kicked off, even though you've just experienced 30 minutes or so of podcast glory. That, Matt Joyce, is the magic of radio. So, my thanks to this week's guests, Adam Parks, Alex McKenna from Groundhopper TV, and of course, James Hayes. You can get in touch with the show by tweeting us at NPL Show, or you can make any complaints that you so wish by visiting the Evo Stick League website. That's at evostickleague.co.uk. Or, of course, you can get involved with debates and stuff and a bit of NPL bants by visiting the NPL Facebook group. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. But from everyone here at Silverlands, well done, Buxton. Commiserations, Buxton. Whatever, Buxton. You're enjoying that, McKenna, yeah? We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everyone.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.